Joshua, chapter 17. And this was the lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. As for Machir the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. So the lot was for the rest of the sons of Manasseh according to their families, for the sons of Abiezer, and for the sons of Helek, and for the sons of Azrael, and for the sons of Shechem, and for the sons of Hefer, and for the sons of Shemida. These were the male sons of Manasseh the son of Joseph according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters, and these are the names of his daughters, Mahla, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, Yahweh commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers, therefore according to the mouth of Yahweh he gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father. And there fell 10 parts to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is beyond the Jordan. Because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons. And the land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the sons of Manasseh. And the border of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethoth, which is before Shechem, and the border went along to the right hand, to Jashub and Tapuah. The land of Tapuah belonged to Manasseh, but Tapuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the sons of Ephraim. And the border went down to the brook of Cana, southward of the brook. These cities belonged to Ephraim among the cities of Manasseh, and the border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and the goings out of it were at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was his border, and they reached to Asher on the north, and to Issachar on the east. And Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher Beth Shean and its towns, and Iblim and its towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of En-Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Taanach and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns, the third height. Yet the sons of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites determined to dwell in that land. And it came to pass, when the sons of Israel were waxed strong, that they put the Canaanites to slave labor, and did not completely drive them out. And the sons of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, Why have you given me but one lot and one part for an inheritance, seeing I am a great people, since until now Yahweh has blessed me? And Joshua said to them, If you are a great people, go up for yourself to the forest, and cut down for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you. And the sons of Joseph said, The hill country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are in Beth Shean and its towns, and they who are in the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, You are a great people, and have great power, you will not have one lot only. But the hill country will be yours, for though it is a forest, you will cut it down, and the goings out of it will be yours, for you will drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they are strong.